This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, you thought it was time for summer vacation, but no, final exams happen first. You got to cram. You got to get that brain working again before you get to take off for the summer. And I've got an hour for you that is going to be intense, but it's one of my favorite topics in the whole wide world. You all know about the utilization of bioactive forms of silver, the science behind it that supports it, the protocols and the reasons I put, you know, protocols in place in my own life for my kids and those who seek me out for help. And this hour, we got a very special guest returning. Haven't had him on for a while, but his name, Dr. Rob McCuspey, and he is a PhD researcher, scientist, and he does extraordinary work, and I so much enjoy interacting with him because the egghead side of me comes out. But I won't forget you, my loyal and loving listening audience, because I know not everybody's as eggheady as we are. And so we're going to talk about it from the deepest scientific realm to the most practical of those realms that you want to know. How do I use it and why would I use it? Silver, in this case, the hydrosol form. So welcoming back to the program this hour, it is Dr. Rob McCuspey. Dr. Rob, how are you, my friend?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me back on the show. Appreciate it.
Well, I just so much enjoy you because of the intensity with which you go about your discoveries, your research as such. And, you know, as we've talked about the controversies of science, so much of science has become corrupted by particularly moneyed interest. And there's a lot of concern, and rightfully so, about, you know, the integrity in science. And I know you care a lot about that as well, as do I. And in the realm of silver and silver nanotechnology, you've worked. Let folks know the things you've done in academia and even with government institutions.
Sure. So when I was getting my PhD in nanotechnology and materials chemistry, did a lot of biosensor research and applications of nanoparticles in those ways, their optical properties. And then when I went through my postdoctoral studies at the Air Force Research Lab and eventually joined the National Institute of Standards and Technology as a government scientist developing the silver nanoparticle reference material for them, the whole purpose of that mission was to find out, are these silver forms safe? Are they effective? And, you know, does the government have anything to be afraid of here? And try to provide some science to make some decisions off of. And so in that process, learned a whole lot about this. And one of the neat things that I've been able to do since I joined Natural Immunogenics, where I'm now the director of science, is we're able to do some internal scientific research, and we've actually got a peer-reviewed publication that we just submitted on some of the work we're going and doing to see what happens to the transformations of silver in the gastrointestinal tract.
I love this because, you know, I've joked many times over the years in my lectures about how much I utilize or rely on the silver for healing epithelial tissue externally and internally. And some of the controversies surrounding the internal, of course, are genuine concerns about any antimicrobial and its impact, negative perhaps, on the microbiome now that it's called, or even the lining of the gut. And, of course, I've seen healings of a miraculous nature, except the miracle is that we can learn how it works and then duplicate it consistently to help folks to get well. One of the things we covered, I think the last time you were here, was a new study in 2016 that showed that even at 2,000 times the reference dose, there was no gut ecology biodiversity disruption. And I would ask you, Dr. Rob, if you can explain what that means, because one of the big concerns, you've probably heard it many times, if I take the silver, do I need extra probiotics?
Yeah, absolutely. So the question becomes, we have all these different types of bacterial species that are in this balance in our gut. Sometimes it gets out of balance and it can cause some health impacts. So the interesting thing about silver in this study in 2016 done by the University of Michigan, they found that there was no disruption to the biodiversity of species in the microbiome, in the gut microbiome specifically. So when you take water or when you take silver in various forms, be it pure ions or pure particles, they found that the number of species that are present in the gut microbiome was consistent. But if you took a prescription antibiotic, it obliterated that balance. And that's why intuitively when we've been recommended prescription antibiotics in the past by doctors, they said, well, you want to take probiotics with it, you want to take yogurt, otherwise you're going to have a lot of distress. So it's one of these things where now that we've seen with the evidence in the literature from the recent studies that silver keeps that balance, it allows you to then supplement with the right probiotics for whatever your conditions are to restore the balance into the ways that you need it. And then more importantly, the silver can help provide that happy, healthy home by allowing the epithelial tissue to have a chance to heal and restore. So there's a happy, healthy home for the right balance of species in the gut microbiome.
Yeah, it's totally exciting to validate what you see, or what I've seen clinically as a homeopath, as a healer, as a dad, even in terms of its facilitating a recovery of integrity, tissue integrity. Again, it's not that it's unknown in the medical community. There are burn care centers, hospitals around the world that use silver-based drugs topically, locally, when confronted with destruction and damage of tissue. In third-degree burns and wounds, you have no epithelium left except what surrounds the area, and to see that it can facilitate a regeneration of this tissue, and of course the peer-reviewed literature that I'll often reference will also say, hey, you know what, when you utilize it through the healing process, it reduces scar tissue formation potential. And you know, you see all these things, like people go, well, that's just too good to be true. And then I take off, I guess, part of my scientific hat, and I go, well, talk to God, because I'm not the one that created silver. It has these properties. We're just discovering, uncovering them, validating them, and then putting them into work.
Absolutely. And I would even go so far as to say that history keeps rediscovering this for thousands of years of history. I mean, if you think about how the ancient Romans and the ancient Greeks and ancient Egyptians used silver cups and silver vessels to store their drinking water, to preserve it. They were doing this. They didn't understand the chemistries that were taking place. They didn't understand that the few surface atoms of silver on that drinking cup interact with the oxygen in the air and release some small amounts of silver ions into the water, and that's the bioactive form that actually interferes with the bacterial machinery. It's been shown in the peer-reviewed literature in recent times, in the last 10 years, that the silver ions can disrupt the cell membranes of bacteria. They can disrupt the cellular machinery of bacteria. Bacteria are built very differently than mammalian cells like humans or pets like you or I. Our molecular machinery is more complex. But the more simplistic prokaryotic bacterial cells, they're susceptible to this. And it's a broad spectrum susceptibility. Mm-hmm. And so silver has this impact on a wide range of pathogens that are out there. And it's been known for thousands of years. If you think about in the Middle Ages, when folks used actual real silver metal in their silverware, that's the term silverware originated from. It's also the era where born with a silver spoon in your mouth originated from. And it's because the bacterial growth could be reduced by the silver inhibiting the replication of any bacteria that landed on it. And
through ion dissociation, correct, in terms of the silverware. It's not chunks of silver that would come off of the silverware, but you're talking ion activity.
Exactly. And it's ion activity at it's very, very small amounts of silver ions that have been released because they reacted with the oxygen. If you think about it, the silverware that's thousands and hundreds of years old is still there. Those ancient cups are still there. So if you think about the size of an atom being so small, it doesn't take very much to see these beneficial effects. So there's all of these transformations that happen naturally in the environment around us, and that's led us to ask some questions at Natural Immunogenics about, so what would be the natural biological transformations to silver when it's in saliva, say, for about a minute?
Hold on. You're racing ahead. I want to get there with you. I'm just so excited. I want to set the stage for this, folks. We're talking with Dr. Rob McCusby. He's a good friend of the program, good friend of mine as well. He's the director of science over at our friends at Natural Immunogenics, and he's got a PhD. He's been working in silver nanotechnology for many years. He's taught. He's worked with government agencies. It's very exciting to connect on this level because, again, it validates what I've witnessed personally, clinically, helping people, helping myself, my family, and some of the experiments we're going to talk about today that Dr. Rob McCusby has helped to set up and actually engaged and done, being submitted for peer review as well, is going to help us to have a deeper understanding of what happens, what is the fate, the transport, what happens when these ions hit the saliva, as you were about to go into, and we'll go further through the GI tract as well. And I'm excited to learn for the first time here on the air with you some of these revelations, so to speak, and the things that validate what we suspected was true, or maybe we're surprised by some of what is uncovered here. So now let's start with the saliva. We got about a couple of minutes before our first break, so I'll let this set the stage. This is where we would typically enter it when we go through oral consumption.
Exactly. So I'll just kind of give a quick overview, and after the break we'll come into more detail. So the simulated system we took, it takes a simulated saliva with the right salts and the carboxymethyl cellulose and components that are constituents of it, and we put it in a water bath at 37 degrees Celsius body temperature. And for the relevant times and volumes that are to what the body would experience and then what a regular dose of silver would be. And then we pour that into a simulated gastric fluid and leave it at 37 degrees for physiologically relevant times, about an hour. And then we pour it into a simulated intestinal fluid so that we could see as the silvers transform through these different compartments in the body, what happens to the chemistry and the physical size of the particles. So we've just completed this study and submitted it for peer review, and we found that if you look at real-world products and you look at well-defined materials such as pure ions or pure particles, it helps give you a better understanding of what's actually going to happen when you take these silver products and why they're so beneficial in certain formulations and why others seem to have no effect.
Beautiful. Beautifully said. Nice setup here. We're talking with Dr. Rob McCusby. We've got to take our first break here of the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show heading into the weekend. Put your thinking caps on. We're going to get a sneak preview as to the science that's about to be revealed and unleashed on the through peer review process as well. And, again, strengthening our understanding of why this is such a profound tool for utilization at home with your kids, like I've done with pets as well. Stick around. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, science class is in, boys and girls, and I'm excited about it. I know, don't dread it, it's okay. And we probably won't pop quiz you unless I happen to show up in a neighborhood near you, then I'll ask you these questions. So everybody, pay attention. Write this stuff down, and we'll get you some links to some of the peer-reviewed journals that already talked about some of these things we're about to uncover with Dr. Rob McCuskey. Now, Dr. Rob, you were talking about the simulated gastrointestinal tract, and we start with the saliva in the mouth and the interaction of the ion state, the nanoparticle or nanocluster state, and there are other forms of silver. So I'll let you let it rip in this segment, see where we go.
Yeah, thanks. So it's really interesting when you take some well-defined forms of silver. So we took some well-defined silver ions, and then we took some separately, some well-defined silver nanoparticles, and then also separately we had some real-world consumer products out there, and we put them into the saliva, and then we characterized what happened at physiological temperatures and physiological time frames. Did the ions change? Did the particles change? And then did the consumer products change? So what we found is that the ions can actually be reduced into new nanoparticles in the saliva under those physiological conditions, which was fascinating to us. It was a very, very tiny fraction of the ions, but it was consistent with what we've seen in the literature for several years now, that there's actually a natural equilibrium cycle of the silver between forming these particles and then a reaction taking place at the surface of the particles with oxygen where it releases the silver ions. Just like we were talking about in the last segment with the drinking cups, where at that surface it naturally reacts with the oxygen environment and releases the bioactive silver ions. So there's kind of this cycle. And we saw evidence that the cycle was starting to take place in the saliva already, which was really exciting to see that it happens that quickly. Similarly with the particles, when we put the particle control samples in, we saw similar evidence of the dissolution beginning to take place. So this evidence that if you have a cycle and you put something in at one point in it, it's going to kind of prime the pump and get things going. Mm-hmm. So when you take a consumer product that already has that natural balance of particles and ions, say a silver hydrosol, which has got a very, very small particle size and ions in that naturally balanced state, you see the evidence of that cycling, but the bioactivity of that product does not change. So it was really remarkable to see how in that compartment, when you understand the cycles that are taking place and you have a product that achieves that natural balance and leverages that cycle, mm-hmm. how the bioactivity remains while it's in that compartment.
Well, Dr. Rob, if we talk about the bioactivity again, because there are forms of colloidal silver that are called, or sometimes erroneously, out on the market that contain large agglomerate combinations, compounds in the salts and proteins, or just neutral large particles that have very limited surface area. Of course, there's some level of surface oxidation that's possible, but in terms of functional efficacy, is there a genuine visual now to say, hey, this is less active?
Yeah, so when you look at it on a transmission electron microscope, you can begin to see these things at the same length scale. And so you begin to see very small particles next to these huge, large agglomerates. And if you think about the idea of, let's say you have this one boulder, and then let's say you have thousands of pieces of gravel, and they both weigh a dump truck's worth amount of weight, right? Mm-hmm. You're still going to need a dump truck to carry those around. But if the only active part of the rock is on the surface, you can imagine that boulder has a huge amount of waste. And so you have to carry that around and not use it. Those small pieces of gravel, well, you know, there's so much surface area in that gravel that it's able to interact much more effectively. So when you think about it in those terms, that's what's happening at this nanoscale. You have these large agglomerates and aggregates you're talking about in these huge particles. The analogy that I also like to use is imagine peeling off the outer layer of an onion. And for some reason, you're only allowed to peel off that outer layer, and then you have to throw it out. Hmm. If you had a large onion, you'd be wasting most of the food that you buy. But if you had, say, a lot of small shallots that you could peel that outer layer off very easily and quickly, you'd have a lot more beneficial effect from those smaller onion particles, if you will, the shallot particles, as opposed to the one big hunk and huge piece that you have to throw out at the end.
Dude, nobody wants to waste food. I love food analogies. It makes me hungry. But efficiency, right? You don't want to waste food. You don't want folks to go hungry or inefficiency within a biological system to go without the silver it needs to reestablish the healthy balance and terrain, whether you're dealing with a microbial burden, pathogen, or otherwise. We got Dr. Rob McCuskey on. We're going to take a break here in front. The saliva in the mouth, we're going to transition down next to the stomach acid. What happens next? Then we're going to go through the intestines and on out. Very exciting stuff here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Stick with us. Tell your friends. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
As a homeopath, I talk about sometimes the law of the infinitesimal dose. That's kind of a fancy way of saying less can become more. and more becomes toxic. In working with colloidal silver, as I had over the years, my initial reluctance was, hey, I don't want to utilize any metal, least of all, dangerous ones. But certainly, as I found, silver had a benign or negligible impact on anything healthy within this in the system. I still didn't want to waste it. As Dr. Rob McCuspey just said so well, if you're utilizing silver and you're using large chunks, most of it is wasted. Now, the question is, what is the ease of excretion? We're going to get to that in a little while. We continue now. He's the director of science over at Natural Immunogenics, and we're going deep into the science. We've just transitioned from the saliva moving on down through the esophageal canal into the stomach, and now it's a different environment altogether. And what did you find in this experiment happens to the different forms of silver there?
So it was actually really consistent with what had already been published in the literature for other types of studies that looked only at that compartment without understanding what happened upstream. So in our study, when we put it into the saliva and let it transform and then put it into the stomach acid, we were seeing that there's a continuation of this cycle between the metal inactive particle forms and the bioactive silver ions. And what we found is that if you have a very small surface area, you can see more conversion into the bioactive positively charged silver ion form in the stomach. And this makes sense to me because I can attest when my own wife was undergoing her health challenges, her doctor recommended taking silver hydrosol to work with H. pylori that she was fighting in her stomach. And so in that case, she was recommended to do that, and we saw the beneficial effects for her health. And so it makes sense now that we're seeing in actual practice, it's consistent with these physical forms being the bioactive form.
Well, some have argued, Dr. Rob, that the ion form will be bound into some form of a salt in the stomach with the acid, and like hydrochloric acid, and some form of binding would occur, and that would render it completely neutral and inactive. Is that what you've seen?
So that's a great question. And so we actually looked deeper into the chemical literature and found in the 1970s, 80s, and 90s, there's publications that show when you have a huge excess of that chloride present, as you would when you have a huge amount of hydrochloric acid in the stomach being released, at that physiological concentration, over three quarters of the silver will actually interact with not one chloride, but two, and form this soluble polyatomic ion, and I know I'm getting really egg-headed here, but instead of forming that inert, bioinactive silver chloride that we probably, some of us maybe remember from a high school or college chemistry course, forming that silver chloride precipitate, seeing it settle out to the bottom. I mean, obviously that's not bioactive. It's being excreted as a solid waste. We don't want that to help our health. What happens when you have a huge excess of that hydrochloric acid, the silver, instead of binding one chloride, can bind two. And instead of being a neutral compound now, it actually has a charge associated with it, which helps it stay soluble in the liquid phase. And that allows it to retain bioavailability because it can stay in the liquid and go into circulation. And when it sees bacteria interact and release the silver at the right point where it's needed.
Wow.
So it was really exciting to kind of go back to some literature that's kind of, you know, almost forgotten, and it's really not cited much in recent times, and say, hey, now that we see these changes and now that we know what's going on with the physiological conditions, it makes sense why we see in these forms that it can actually retain its bioactivity.
Wow. I'm stunned by this in a great way because, again, we see functional efficacy in terms of clinical, but to get into the chemistry like you've done, even going back to the peer-reviewed literature decades now, to validate that as well, it's very exciting because it takes some who would argue for an overly simplistic interface or interaction that's not really actually how it happens. And so this is really breaking through some myths.
Absolutely. And to be fair, it is about 10 to 15% of the silver can go down that chemical path. So it's not that people are wrong. It's just that there's maybe that's only 10% of the story and there's more of the story to tell. And that's what we're so excited to be able to talk about in these new findings that we're trying to communicate. And so when you have those huge, large particles, there's not enough time for them to be completely digested, and what we see is that the chloride binds to the surface of those huge boulders, if you will, and renders it biologically inactive. So the chloride almost makes a shell on that silver metal that renders it unable to convert anymore. And it becomes just that precipitate we were talking about from the high school and college chemistry class, where it's just solid that gets excreted. It never has a chance to absorb. It never has a chance to become bioactive. Mm-hmm. And it's really wasted silver now that the body has to deal with excreting.
Right. Now, I've argued that if you take a liquid of sufficient quantity, the stomach will tend to push it on by. The stomach is malleable. It changes forms. If you're doing a heavy protein digestion and it needs to situate in the acid, of course, it's different. But liquids can be transited much quicker through the stomach into the intestines for further bioactivity. But, again, I'm going to set that aside for the moment and say, in your experiment, when it goes from the stomach into a completely different environment, pH and otherwise, what happens next in the intestines?
Right. So now we have this new distribution, if you will, of chemical and physical states as it goes into the intestine. Instead of being very acidic, it's now actually slightly alkaline, slightly basic, around a pH of 8. pH 7 is neutral. And the higher numbers are the more basic. So compared to a pH of about 1.5 in the stomach. In our model. And so there is some variation physiologically for people based on their diet and health conditions. But as it goes into the intestine and becomes to be neutralized and slightly basic, what we see are that the ions can begin to complex with the proteins that are present to help retain their solubility and their bioactivity. And so they begin to kind of interact in a beneficial way that allows them to facilitate the absorption. And what was really remarkable to us about this is when you had the pure ions or the pure particles or a really pure silver hydrosol, such as a Sovereign Silver brand or an Argentin 23 brand that you might be familiar with, mm-hmm. Those actually behaved almost identically into the intestine, retaining those bioavailable forms. With other formulations that appeared to have, you know, other ingredients in there, whether on the label or not, it appeared that there were other compounds present. It created other structures that appear to prevent the absorption of any of the silver that was bioactive. And so what was remarkable to us is that all of this peer-reviewed literature that's out there on the health and safety of silver has been done with these pristine ions and these pristine particles that are very pure to protect the model systems that they're using to do these studies. And if you take the same level of purity such as you see in a silver hydrosol, you see very similar results. And that means that all of that peer-reviewed literature that's out there, you can reasonably conclude is going to have the same biological endpoints as those silver hydrosol samples, whereas the others are going to require much more investigation to understand how do those, I call them contaminants, interfere with silver's beneficial activities. And so you have to then trigger a whole new set of additional thought and study to really answer the question more fully. But if you have that purity of a silver hydrosol that's made, say, with pharmaceutical grade water and 5/9 purity silver, it's actually very similar to what you see in the literature in terms of having that purity as well. So you can really have confidence in the peer-reviewed literature applying to those types of products.
Mm-hmm. Now, how does, because you've now taken us through the saliva interacting with the stomach acid, into the intestinal terrain, all three different, very different, and you'll go normal transitions. You're going to interact with these things to varying degrees, varying times. You went for an extreme here. I work with, for instance, when I want intestinal activity, small quantities, and I utilize it with aloe vera juice. We know that aloe vera is very poorly absorbed in the GI tract, so it would tend to be able to carry it beyond the stomach without much interaction at that point. How do we see an analysis like that, or can that be conducted in such a scientific way?
So it's almost like you were reading my notes of what I wanted to lab, and I haven't shown you yet. So the really exciting thing that your listeners are going to get to hear, because you're asking the exact next question that we're asking, which is what happens if you take some of these protocols like the aloe that's designed to protect the silver and help carry it through that passive targeting to where the body needs it and help deliver it to the right compartment. How do those transformations look, and how much bioactivity actually is retained? I mean, we see the effects in the clinic, but if we can begin to understand those mechanisms even deeper, that gets us really excited. And those are some of the things that we have planned for the future. I don't know how quickly we'll be able to work through those and get to the conclusions where we're confident enough to publish it. But there's even the beauty of this is it's now a system that we've developed where you can use this model and say, well, what happens if I take it with a certain type of food
sure.
at this time versus if I take it on an empty stomach, which is more analogous, say, to the model we just used and that yeah. we're about to publish.
Folks, so, this is so exciting. I can't begin to tell you. I mean, how the investment that natural immunogenics has made in science all those years ago when I first interacted with them to the point now, it's even more extraordinary. And Dr. Robin Cusby, you're doing incredible work there, and we're learning a lot from it. A quick question here. We've got about a minute or so before we have to break again, but you've sometimes used the term nanoclusters and particles. Are they interchangeable? Is there a nuance to this that people need to understand?
That's a great point. So particles can mean any size. It could mean a boulder, a piece of gravel, or a nanoparticle. Nanoclusters has a specific definition, meaning 5 nanometers or less in diameter. And most of your listeners are probably asking, hey, wait a minute, what's a nanometer? Like my 7-year-old does when I start talking work. And he had never heard the term before when I was talking about this. And I explained it to him. If you take the diameter of a human hair and compare it to the width of a house, that's a factor of 100,000 times. If you go down in size from the width of that hair, you'll be down at 1 nanometer. So this is a huge sense of scale, smaller than what we can see with our eye. And so you're talking about now clusters of atoms. You can almost count that number of atoms in particles this small. So it is a very important nuance because it gives you all the atoms at the surface for these transformations to take place and retain that bioactivity.
Cool. Well, listen, I'm going to ask you to stick around for one more segment, if you don't mind, because I want to get into the excretion part of this discussion for elimination. For those who were concerned, as was I, in the beginning phases of working with silver, are we dealing with a dangerous bioaccumulation over time, or is this a relatively simple substance to bind and excrete among most of us? We're going to go there with Dr. Robin Cusby after this break, a special hour of intense science here, heading into the weekend on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, folks, if you're not sure what we've been covering, you can go back and re-listen. We've got archives available almost immediately after the show, and our syndicator, GCN, puts them up. We have it also at iTunes, at Stitcher, at TuneIn. They're going to hear it across the pond at UKHealthRadio.com as well. And, of course, at RobertScottBell.com, you can link to our SoundCloud, and we have SoundCloud.com. That gets, but just go to RobertScottBell.com, and you can listen any time of the day or night and tell your friends. This is the place, man. We go intense on the science as well, and appreciate Dr. Rob McCuskey for joining us today, heading into the weekend. And Dr. Rob, we also want to go into the elimination of this. I've found that the phase two pathway of the liver, it's a selenium-dependent pathway. It's a normal way that the body will bind and excrete metals. Of course, there's a lot of heavy metal burdens with very deleterious metals like mercury, cadmium, aluminum, arsenic, and the like. We're not dealing with deleterious impact on mammalian tissue. At the same time, the risk for bioaccumulation of too much silver over time is lodging in the skin and a discoloration. By working with the hydrosol at the concentrations I do, and I'm sure you recommend similar, we're not risking that for anyone, are we?
No, absolutely not. If you do the math based on the EPA guidance of the no observable adverse event level, which is just technical speak for how much can you take before something bad happens, that level, you would have to take 178,000 teaspoon doses of Sovereign Silver 10 ppm product to get to that. You're okay now at the edge of your safety limit, and there's a margin of comfort that's huge built into that. Mm-hmm. So the remarkable thing about it goes back to that homeopathy philosophy you were talking about earlier, where if you have it in the right form, less actually becomes more. You can take less and still see those beneficial effects. So we've seen in the literature from other studies that silver has a half-life in the body of anywhere from 16 to 29 hours, and that, you know, after a day, your body tends to excrete about 45 to 63% of the silver that's been consumed, and this has been multiple studies that are very consistent. And so it is through those phase two liver clearance pathways, we believe. All of those studies show it's excreted through liver pathways, not through the kidneys. So that's consistent with our understanding. And so there are these fractions of fractions of fractions of fractions of fractions of a percent. So if you were to take, say, instead of 178,000 doses, some astronomical amount, little tiny traces could potentially accumulate. I'm a scientist. I'm always going to have that caveat. But you're going to be drinking so much that it's almost impossible to ever physically achieve that amount. I mean, you could take 7 teaspoons a day for 70 years and not even come up to the safety level. So those, by taking the right form in the right small amount, then your body actually is able to process this and handle it in a much easier way.
Sure. Well, as I've heard and from you in the government at NIST and other things, that there might be sometimes a tenfold margin beyond what they claim is the level you don't want to go beyond, which would mean 1.78 million teaspoons, potentially. But there is a risk if people are making this stuff at home or taking excess quantities or large agglomerations, things that make it maybe a little bit more difficult for the body to bind and excrete readily, that can happen. It has happened. It's not that it's a typical thing. But that's why we want to avoid the lesser qualities, why I talk about the purity and the concentration being important factors here.
Absolutely, and they've found that because there's no quality control for the folks making it at home, that they have no idea how much silver they're giving themselves. They run far in excess of those safety limits almost immediately, and that's when they begin to run into those stories we hear about in the news. Mm-hmm. And so I take it, you know, I like to use the analogy, you know, I wouldn't make my own medicines in my bathtub at home. I'm going to let somebody, you know, do it at the right process facility with the right controls in place and the checks and the tests. That's the same thing that I would recommend for any dietary supplement that you would take. Look for those quality marks, like, for example, an NSF GMP facility mark.
Beautiful. Well, we've added a lot to the body of knowledge, and integrating it clinically is always exciting to me, but having more to communicate in terms of safety and functionality within the body. And I'll obviously have you back on, and as soon as you get word back on the peer review process, and if it's published, as I imagine it will be, we'll want to spotlight it again here on the show.
Appreciate it. Look forward to doing it.
Yes, Dr. Rob McCusby has been my guest this hour, a special edition, not just for eggheads, but we definitely appreciate him, and it excites me as well. But putting this information into play and communicating it to our doctor friends out there that really, really are invested in the science to know I want to do best by my patients or clients. That's why we took the time today to do this. Dr. Rob, thank you so much once again, and I'm going to leave it there, but we're going to head into the weekend. Take a breather, take a break. We'll be back Sunday, but remember this. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.